Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today. It's going to be sunny. We'll have a high near 57. Kenosha right now is at 40 degrees, 32 in Burlington, Milwaukee 43, 42 in Racine. Going to be the longest weekend of the year. It's going to include some pretty nice outdoor conditions, according to AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams.
We're expecting it to be within 3 or 4 degrees of 60 each day right through at least next Thursday. And there's no time when the rain chance gets above 25% until at least Tuesday afternoon.
And while not predicting when the first snow might fly, Abrams notes this is about the time of year when almost anything can happen, so be prepared. Don't forget daylight savings time this Saturday night. Clock's going back 1 hour. Racine Common Council met in Committee of the Whole last night. It was a meeting that was also billed as a chance for public comment on the proposed city budget for next year, for which nobody even showed up at City Hall, let alone offering anything about the recycling fee increase or the employee raises or the capital improvement program. Alderman Sandy Widener, who asked the most questions during a 75-minute get-together, claimed that it is important for the public and the newer council members to go through this process, felt that the recycling fee should be held, and that funding for park and rec, well, that should go back to the level of 2008.
I don't have a specific program that I would like to see. I would leave that up to the wisdom of the director of parks. He would know better what the demands are of the individuals that use these programs. I would like to see more programs available in the city rather than driving out to Sturtevant and Haven Park, but I would leave that up to him. I just want to give him the tools so that he can do. I remember Chief Hilmer from the fire department telling this council that you can tell me how much money I have to spend, but you can't tell me how to spend it.
The CIP, Capital Improvement Program, listing money toward extension of Metro train service. Mayor John Dickard noted it wouldn't be cheap and it would require talks and will with the new federal DOT leader, and that a more regionalized system needs to be considered.
We are already preparing a conversation with the new DOT secretary, whoever that may be, about not only the Metro rail line, but the entire region and what we're going to do to expand rail in the entire region, and that may include a high-speed rail conversation. We're speaking with Amtrak about extending the cars from 9 to 13 to allow greater flexibility for the line west to Sturtevant, but there's a disconnect right now, and we've had numerous conversations with the business community and the DOT regarding a bus line from the city to the Amtrak station.
Alderman Mike Shields suggested a raise for council members get some consideration, and City Attorney Scott Letney explained how adding an attorney will bring farmed-out legal work in-house and allow for some realignment. The aldermen will have their chance to offer budget amendments next week, then there'll be a committee recommendation and the final council vote on November the 15th. City of Milwaukee surpasses the 2012 record for early voting. Mayor Tom Barrett announcing more than 38,000 early in-person absentee votes had been cast, which is about 2,000 more than 4 years ago, and there's still today and even part of tomorrow to go. City officials expecting about one-fifth of the voters in Milwaukee to have voted early. Rather lengthy search process has come to an end in Kenosha, where the Police and Fire Commission has chosen Captain Charles Leipzig Jr. as the city's next fire chief.
Leipzig was chosen for his long-term vision for the department, his humility and inclusiveness of personnel, according to a news release. Although the commissioners were impressed throughout the process with the performance of the three finalists for the position, only internal candidates were considered. As a result of the selection, Mayor John Antaramian will appoint Leipzig as acting chief at Monday's city council meeting, succeeding Deputy Chief John Poltrock, who has been acting chief since the retirement in July of Chief John Thompson. The Police and Fire Commission will formally appoint Leipzig as chief at their meeting on November 15th. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And the Municipal Electric Utilities of Wisconsin announced Jeff Stone as their executive director. He comes from the Public Service Commission, where he served as division administrator. He'll manage a team of 15 employees. Municipal Electric Utilities of Wisconsin, state association that represents the interest of locally owned, locally controlled municipal electric utilities. Group has been working with municipal utilities in the state since 1928. The death of a woman this week in the Kenosha County Jail as she awaited trial referenced the deaths of her two children is being called a suicide at this point, though the Racine County Sheriff's Department is continuing to investigate. Lucia Hernandez-Alvarez was found unresponsive in the pretrial center Wednesday morning. According to a news release, Racine County investigators took a close look at all the evidence, determined, though, no foul play was involved, and preliminary autopsy results further indicate that she had taken her own life. Hernandez-Alvarez recently pleading no contest to smothering her two small children because she thought their father was cheating on her. She also claimed mental disease or defect, with a trial to determine responsibility scheduled for next week. The parents of a one-month-old baby in Racine County are facing child abuse and neglect charges. Court documents indicate 25-year-old Crystal Hall had taken the infant to the All Saints Hospital on October 31st. She was advised to go up to Children's Hospital. Caledonia police were told that the baby had four skull fractures with bleeding on the brain, plus a broken rib and leg fractures. Both Hall and 29-year-old Jess Wangsness allegedly denied knowingly hurting the child, though Wangsness reportedly admitted to sometimes engaging in rough play, and that he was learning how to care for the baby by watching YouTube videos. Hall is listed in the charging document as a recovered heroin addict, Wangsness an Army vet with post-traumatic stress disorder and a traumatic brain injury. Both are jailed until their next court appearances. The child is in protective care. Kenosha County man who believed that his girlfriend was romantically involved with a coworker and shot him almost a dozen times outside of the TCF Bank on 22nd Avenue. Well, he allegedly put the gun to the man's head at one point, but the weapon miraculously failed to go off. 43-year-old Rodney Coleman's initial appearance, including Deputy District Attorney Mike Gravely, saying it's a miracle the victim survived this.
The defendant began to focus his firing of shots at the groin area of the victim, and then after having done that, put the firearm to the temple of the victim in this case, and then attempted to fire the gun several times.
Coleman turned himself into police 5 days after the incident. He's being held on $150,000 bond. The victim, 25-year-old man taken initially to Frederick Hospital, continues to recover. Also in Kenosha Circuit Court, retired Sheriff's Captain Clarence Milkey making his appearance on allegations of sexual contact with a group home resident, but his attorney is promising a vigorous defense. Attorney Frank Paris maintaining the medical condition of the alleged victim would have prevented her from even participating in what she has accused Milkey of doing.
She has been deemed to be incompetent, and yet we're to believe she can now give a detailed statement after the either fourth or fifth interview that she had, where she initially denied anything happened.
The 50-year-old woman, a degenerative neurological disorder, Huntington's disease. The alleged offense is taking place at the group home owned by Milkey's wife, which has since been closed by the state. Milkey posting a $10,000 bond. He'll be back in court on November the 16th. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News. 7-